CNN will be at 4:30
today. 4:30 vehicle today.
Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
So CNN is out of order.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
Now, wow. From the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Welcome to ENN, which tonight is brought to you by our friends at the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. Of course, the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. We are the champions, my friend. I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar.
You pooped in the refrigerator, and you ate a whole wheel of cheese? How'd you do that? It's actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
Good evening, Don.
I had mom in the car. We were leaving the IHOP.
Michael is still celebrating his big win. Congratulations in the pick segment. Sealed.
And a technical foul for hanging on the rim.
Sealed yesterday. And Don, let's be honest. He deserves all the credit in the world, but you and I talked about it. We both admitted we picked the Packers hoping to get Michael because we knew he'd pick the Niners.
He's going around the Niners. He actually owes a lot of credit to San Francisco. That's the team that
I've ridden them like a pony.
A rented mule.
I'll tell you what, if I had lost that game, I was going to be eating sushi because there's no way I could have gotten out from under a tie. Because the tiebreaker was you guys had better records than me.
But no, but we could all pick the we might be leaning different ways for the Super Bowl. Don and I
didn't like my chance.
Don and I are who matters here. Don, do you have a lean?
Yes.
You want to say it? I'll say it on the count of three. I'll tell you my lean right now. You say yours on the count of three.
Let me count.
It's not our pick. I'm going to tell
just
you.
Just a lean.
Just our lean. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Niners.
Chiefs. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
we're not ultimate.
Since I am the champion.
It doesn't matter.
I'm leaning to Don.
You're leaning Chiefs?
Yeah.
Let's go with Don.
Now,
we're willing
to change our minds, right? I mean, there might be an ill-advised trip at some point between
no
now
idea.
And then.
Let's go back, shall we? Because
that was good.
The Niners and the Chiefs will face off in Super Bowl Live, as it's known, on February 2nd. And how appropriate, because Club Live, one of the biggest clubs in the world, is in Miami, and that's where the Super Bowl will be. The Niners beat the Packers 37-20, though it didn't even feel that close for most of the game. Chiefs 35-24 over the Titans. Let's hear a little play-by-play from KNBR 49ers Radio. Here is some of the masterful work from Raheem Mostert.
Wide stretch run to Mostert, gets the edge, lap cuts back inside. Raheem Mostert has four rushing touchdowns and the most yards rushing in a playoff game in 49er history. Oh, by the way, touchdown San Francisco!
Feel great, baby!
That's Greg Papa.
Is that Greg Papa?
Yeah, he used to be Raider now.
He's a god in the Bay Area.
That was a great call.
I mean, he's a god.
No steppage. Beautiful call.
Because he wouldn't allow it.
Beautiful.
Well, he's kind of like the Marty Glickman.
What do you mean?
Well, because he did the Raiders. Now he's doing the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worked a bunch of things. He did the San Francisco Giants pre and post for a long time.
He does sports talk.
Great guy.
Yeah. Really talented. Really a legend in the Bay Area.
And just a nice person, too. We saw him at the Super Bowl in San Francisco
a
few years
ago. Guy. Good guy.
You let's hear from Raheem
Smells
Mostert.
Nice, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's hear from
What's
Raheem.
Smell like? Lavender.
Like musky.
A musky lavender.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Raheem Mostert, shall we, on his amazing 220-yard, four-touchdown day.
The journey has been crazy.
No, this is about the journey of his career to get there. Sorry.
The journey has been crazy. Not everybody can deal with that type of stress and pain and agony that I went through. But like I said, I kept the faith in not only myself, but whoever gave me the opportunity. And this organization has done a great job with that.
That's just, boy, the modern-day athlete, I got to tell you.
What happened?
Humble's just like a side dish, right? There's a lot. Not a lot of people will be able to survive what I went through. Usually that's somebody else talking about you.
Yeah, but you come
not
on.
You.
That's not
nah,
fair.
Stop it, please. That's right. You don't have to be humble.
Seven different teams?
I know, but you should have somebody else say, You should have an analyst say. Not a lot of guys would be able to survive. I don't need to hear that from you.
All you have to say is, I love the game, I work hard, and I want to be
I don't know. It's just, it's different. That's
so
all.
I know how you feel about me now. Can you tell me how great it was that I won?
I think it's amazing.
Okay, good.
I don't think you know anything.
On the flip side of that coin, here's Aaron Rodgers. Says this loss hurts.
It's a little raw right now, for sure. It definitely hurts, I'd say, a little more than early in the career. Just because you realize just how difficult it is to get to this spot. Just kind of felt like it was meant to be almost. So that is a little disappointing. A little more disappointing. Then you realize, you know, I don't have the same number of years ahead of me as I do behind me. So slightly more disappointing.
You know, he famously said they're going to regret not picking me. And then somebody on Twitter said, oh, yeah, they regret it. You're 4-6 against them, which is the dumbest tweet I've ever seen. If he was on the 49ers, maybe they wouldn't have that long lull of awfulness that they had.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, give me a break. He's an all-time great. Now, speaking of all-time greats, Darrelle Revis was on Twitter on Sunday and decided to start talking trash about Richard Sherman during Sherman's game.
For no reason.
He said, fear of getting beat in man-to-man coverage, and posted a still image of Sherman and Davante Adams. Every snap, every play, the fact that he doesn't travel as a cornerback is lame. Well, and he said afterwards, y'all think I'm throwing shade? I'm not. Just stating the man is not a pound-for-pound man-to-man cover. If you know the game of football, he plays in a cover three scheme. As he's tweeting this, Richard Sherman intercepts Aaron Rodgers to seal the game. And while celebrating, Richard Sherman managed to at least throw out on social media a little bit. He said, I would go in on this has-been, but I have a Super Bowl to prepare for. Enjoy the view from the couch. Your ninth year looked a lot different than this. LMAO. That one's tough. That's a good line.
It's a good clap back.
Because Sherman's ninth year, this is not how most corners ever look in their ninth year.
Also, he had literal man. He completely clapped back at him about, like, grammar, too.
Oh, he added, quote, and it's accept with an A. Thought I would give you a lesson while I was here. You love Sherman.
Love it.
You know who else loves Sherman?
Who?
His mother, who called out his haters after the game. Yeah, that's right. We rarely get audios from moms.
They tried my baby once. You won't get him twice.
That's right.
Best believe it. You won't get him twice.
They tried her baby once. He gave up a touchdown.
But not twice.
But that's the one thing he could not have given up in that situation. Everything should have been in front. Davante Adams got by him. That was not great.
Right. But it wasn't a touchdown.
Almost
point
cost
is,
me the
it was
cover.
It was nearly a touchdown, not a touchdown.
No, it was a touchdown.
No, he didn't give it the touchdown.
Oh,
to,
that's true. That's
it
true.
Was short of it.
Darrell Davis is a better.
Who?
Darrelle Revis.
Got it.
Davis Island is a beautiful place to go.
No, it's off in North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah.
So I love Davis Island.
Right. It's just that it was a lot easier to get to.
It's Outer Banks, Davis Island, beautiful place.
Is that Outer Banks? I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Revis is a better corner. He's probably the best corner in the history of the sport.
But he did fizzle out.
But he didn't have a great second act, certainly with the Jets. And he was a contributor to that Patriot championship. But when he went back to the Jets, he was very ordinary. His legacy is amazing. What do you got to get involved for? Like I've never seen athletes.
You.
To the point where they've got to defend, like, being the best. Like, nobody ever called him out, said he's awful. Why, from the top, why are you shooting down? Yes, I believe and as good as Sherman is, Revis to me is still shooting down because I think he's the best.
Well, Orlovsky said it earlier, though. Football's weird. Athletes are weird. Unless you have a second act where you're like a megastar on TV, like a Charles Barkley or Kenny Smith, unless you have a second act like that, once your career's over, people don't care the same
way.
And
you know what? They're still unfulfilled because it's not the same thing.
They want that.
But
this is Jason. That why this is how you want to get back into the public eye by whining and complaining.
No, they don't realize it. They're going with their emotions.
I mean, does Richard Sherman ever? I mean, if he does, then I'll stand corrected. Does he ever come out and say he's the greatest cornerback of all time?
No, I don't think recently, Andrew. Has he done that recently?
I don't think so.
Well, listen, why would
Revis get involved?
A lot of people remember this moment. And yesterday after the game, Erin Andrews posted on social media her hugging Richard Sherman after the game. The six-year anniversary of Erin Andrews and Richard Sherman having this exchange after the Seahawks beat the 49ers in the championship.
Let's send you down to the field and get Erin Andrews.
Richard, let me ask you the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best.
me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree. That's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. L.O.B.
All right, before... And Joe, back over to you.
All right, well, we saw... She handled that great.
I mean,
who's
is,
talking about
it,
me?
It is so... and I mean, this is going to sound like a negative. I think wrestling knows what it is, but this is... This is the kind of wrestling stuff that football has kind of become.
I enjoy that. We need more of that. There wasn't any screaming this year after games. I liked screaming.
Well, there was screaming by Kittle.
Yeah.
On the podium.
Yeah, that was different.
Also,
and Kelsey
gorgeous, gorgeous Jimmy is being interviewed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kittle comes on and has to drop an F-bomb on live TV. Come on.
Come on. You know, you're better than that. Very excited. Some celebrities in Kansas City were very excited about the result. Here's some audio of... Eric Stone Street.
Of Modern Family fame.
And Royals ownership fame. And,
look at you.
Oh, I know everything. And Paul Rudd hanging out together at Arrowhead Stadium.
Okay, it started last week. It started in September.
Yeah, what am I saying? It started in August.
It started last year, this time, with an offsides penalty.
And it's going to end a few weeks from now.
In Miami... Go Chiefs! Go Chiefs!
Play, let's hear some play-by-play from 101, the Fox Chiefs Radio Network. Mahomes getting it done.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet of Patrick Mahomes' incredible young career.
It was quite a run.
That was Greg Papa, by the way.
Again,
yeah,
he did both games.
Yeah.
Wow.
The travel. It's amazing.
To travel and do both.
To be able to get there.
But wasn't that run tremendous?
It was unbelievable.
You had a hunch they were winning after that play. Like, that was kind of like, this team is special. Let's hear from Derrick Henry. Not happy with how this season came to an end, of course.
Yeah, I definitely shed a couple of tears. You know, I love my teammates, love the chemistry that we had throughout this whole season. And we had to stick together through the adversity. Got a lot of great guys in the locker room. It's football. We know the locker room is going to change. But I just felt like I could have did more for this team. I love this team. I love playing football. I love competing. And I love being around my teammates. You know, life is not always laughs and giggles. It's going to be hard. But, you know, you got your brothers to lean on, your teammates to lean on, you know, to get you through those hard times. And those guys helped me get through a lot. I'm definitely going to miss this team. But when I look back, I know I had a lot of great teammates with a lot of great moments and a lot of good things I can reminisce on.
I got to tell you, I've never heard a lot from Derrick Henry. You see him as just the most bruising man in the backfield in the NFL. He's a sweet, he sounds like a sweet gentleman.
Yeah. What I would have done because he lost was like the scene from Coming to America. You have to cut the braid off like Eddie Murphy did.
I don't know. Oh, that wasn't what they, that's not why they did that.
No, they just did it because he wanted to assimilate into Queens.
It's a fantastic film, by the way. There's a sequel coming.
Oh, I can't wait.
Frank Clark.
How about John Amos in Uncut Gems? Out of nowhere, for no reason.
That was a great great cameo. Frank Clark, defensive end for the Chiefs, on backing up his comments about Derrick Henry.
Everybody said you better watch your back, that you're saying things that you can't cash. Everybody on social media saying, back.
They must not know who I am yet. They gonna find out sooner or later when I got that ring on my finger.
Now.
Yeah, fun.
Nice.
Oh, calm down, everyone. Tom Brady on Westwood One. You know he loves his Westwood
One. With Jim Gray.
Of course.
Yes.
There's one thing Tom Brady does. He throws the football and he talks to Jim Gray.
He might be leaving the Patriots, but not Westwood One.
No, not Jim Gray.
No.
Here's Brady on the prospect of leaving New England.
I'm open-minded about the process. You know, at the same time, I love playing football and I want to continue to play and do a great job. So I'm looking forward to what's ahead. Whatever the future may bring, I'll embrace it with open arms.
I'll tell you what, if he doesn't leave the Patriots, I'm going to be upset. Don't play this game and then go back to the Patriots.
That would be so boring.
Come on.
Now, one sad...
I'll have to ask Jim Gray to ask him a question.
One sad thing from over the weekend. Did you hear about Chandler Parsons?
Yeah, awful story.
Chandler Parsons of the Hawks. Last Wednesday, he popped up on the injured list for the Hawks, and they listed as a concussion. Turns out now a law firm has put out a statement saying Parsons was in a potentially career-ending automobile accident caused by a drunk driver. Suffered a concussion, whiplash. And permanent injuries, a traumatic brain injury, disc herniation, torn labrum. So we send our best out to Chandler Parsons. Really sad. And I don't know if you guys saw. I didn't want to. I didn't like to acknowledge because I'm a company guy. I love Mickey, right?
You should.
Love ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
The card for Conor McGregor's fight was not a great card. It was not a great card. The fight that sells that is you have Conor McGregor. And I was absolutely right in my hunch. The card was not good. However, Conor McGregor did win in 40 seconds. But of every expensive short fight I've ever bought, to me, this was among the most satisfying. It was an absolutely brutal and dominant and creative performance. His first win in the Octagon since 2016. Here's our own Ariel Helwani with Conor McGregor on if there's any relief to finally getting a win after all this time.
Feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders?
If it is, I want that back on. You know what I mean? So, no, I just feel good. I'm very, very happy. Very, very proud.
He was actually, and he's putting on the new babyface version right of Conor McGregor. He's a good guy now.
Now, from what I heard, because you were watching, they might have been 20,000 people. They introduced everybody but Baker Mayfield. Is that true?
They showed a lot of celebrities.
Right.
And there was one moment that was very funny. Trey Wingo tweeted about it. I wouldn't have noticed. They showed Myles Garrett.
Right.
And it said Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns. But the dude sitting next to Myles Garrett.
Baker Mayfield.
Which, by the way, is interesting. Because you remember when the Myles Garrett thing happened? A lot of people felt like, I'm okay. A lot of people felt that Baker threw him under the bus.
Right.
Baker was kind of like, ah, oh, he's got to know not to do that, et cetera, et cetera. So, but yeah, no, they didn't get to him. A lot of good celebrities, though. McConaughey was there. Tom Brady was there. Jim Gray was sitting on Tom's lap.
Like Charlie McCarthy.
On this day in sports history, January 20th, 2008.
And here we are again. 47-yard try. His longest attempt of the game. He has missed his last two. Can he send the Giants to the Super Bowl? The kick is good, and the Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Not my favorite butt call.
I got to tell you, I was just going to say, you know, we get on Al Michaels.
That was not good.
And because as that was sailing through the uprights, I ran outside, opened my door, and just screamed in my neighborhood.
Of course you did.
Because I was happy the Giants were going to the Super Bowl. And then 30 seconds later, the phone rang, and then life changed as we know it. And ESPN, then 1050 ESPN, ruined the entire experience by having me be on the air basically every second from that moment until the game. So had to cancel a lot of plans. We really went over the top with the coverage.
Oh, with the Giants.
Yeah,
the
now next thing I know.
I didn't even know what you were talking about. I was very confused.
I was all over the place. But anyway.
But yeah, you're right.
So
call
I really
was not
never
emphatic.
Took in the call. But to be fair, team's going to the Super Bowl. Joe, we love you. You got to give me a little bit more. Andrew, fair?
Yeah, it's kind of subdued given the gravity of that moment.
Yeah.
But that's sort of Buck style.
But Tynes had missed two field goals. Then he hits that one to send him through. Anyways, that'll do it for ENN, this special Monday Dr. King holiday edition.
That's what you're calling it?
Mm-hmm. It's very special.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Another qualifier for the ESPN Super Box Bonanza 2 coming up in just a moment. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.